Hello.
Hello, I'm calling for a national opinion service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling your cell phone so we make this as quick as possible and we really appreciate your time.
This is what?
Yes, I mentioned this is National Opinion Service, and right now I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Right, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling your cell phone, so we make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. Move forward now. What is your age?
84.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
I'll vote. Hold on.
All right, definitely. Go ahead. I'm here, no problem. You let me know when you're ready, no problem.
Okay, hello.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Perfect. Just to confirm, would you definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in this, in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
That's not the first time men have been taken out of jail.
A 7.
Thank you. All right. Thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
I don't really know.
Okay, no problem. All right, next, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I guess he's doing the best he can.
Okay, and is that a strongly approved or somewhat approved of the Joe Biden is doing as president?
I don't really know.
Okay, so you're saying you don't know, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you. All right, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using on a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one, J.D. Vance.
I don't think I heard of it.
Never heard? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so next one, Donald Trump.
Oh, God, no.
Just remember, so you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
No opinion.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
He's okay.
From 0 to 100, remember,
100
means Okay, thank you.
100 means what?
Yeah, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0
okay.
means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, okay?
Okay, 100.
So your answer is still 100, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Next one, the Democratic Party.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris.
I don't know.
Thank you. Tammy Baldwin.
I've heard of him, but I don't know.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
I never paid it that much attention.
I'm sorry, what was your answer? Apologies for that.
I don't know.
Okay. And last one, Project 2025.
2025.
That's correct. Project 2025.
Don't know.
Thank you. All right, moving forward, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Wouldn't be Donald Trump.
You're saying Donald Trump, correct?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. If the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris, whatever the name was.
All right, Kamala Harris, correct?
Yeah.
All right, moving forward. And what do you need to hear from, to hear more about from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I don't really know.
All right, no problem. One moment, please. All right, and now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please write each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First statement. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. In regards of this statement, please rate if you feel convincing or reason to vote for Kamala Harris, which remember, number 10 is going to be very convincing, and 0 not at all convincing, and 5 somewhat convincing as well. Any number between 0 to 10?
A 7.
Thank you. Next one. This November, we have this historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focus on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it.
Murdering whites.
I guess my this lady has she been on TV?
Okay, just to confirm him, remember, we need to rate this on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means not at all convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing. Any number from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. Next one. Well, last one. In November. Yeah, just to confirm, with this statement, we are going to be done, but then we're going to be handling just short questions, few more short questions, but we are almost done, okay, with the whole survey, just to let you know, all right? So in November, we have a simple choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. So as district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. So Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing you are?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving forward. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidate were just Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Wouldn't be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Yeah, just to confirm, and as I mentioned during the statements, right, just to provide her like a hint or something like that, it's going to be, you know, elected to, you know, to participate in these elections, right? So which is going to be the first black woman to do the race, just to confirm. All right, so just to confirm now, because as I mentioned before, we are almost ending, so just a few more questions. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one, banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This will involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhuman and evil and inevitable act, there is only one solution, both to keep Trump from becoming president. So, on a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing you are?
The primary for state assembly, state senate, and also United States Senate. So tonight,
I don't know, I missed that question.
Okay, no problem. So, as they come, Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancement of past generations fought and died for. We can go backwards in our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future. So, from 0 to 10, how convincing you are on this statement?
I don't know.
Thank you. And last one, Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the departments of education and social security as we know it, bans abortion without exception and rolls back LGBTQ plus rights while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sells out Mel's transportation and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025. So from 0 to 10, how convincing you are?
Well, the area around Chicago's United Center is being cleaned up and decorated for a next week National Convention.
Thank you. All right, something's over the course of a survey. People change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. All right, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
The assassination
attempt
former president
in Pennsylvania. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Eight.
All right, that means eighth grade, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age of younger living in your household?
Younger than 18? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, perfect. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, have a wonderful day. Bye.
You too.